Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Desperately needed the Pete Alonso home run and obviously winning the game in walk-off fashion. But
their averages are horrific.
I mean, let's not overrate this moment. I mean, Gary Cohen screaming on these calls as if they had won the World Series. They still suck. I mean, they are horrible.
Offensively, yes.
I mean, you cannot go from Gary Cohen saying, no one in the ballpark, they've been shut out for whatever many innings.
Like 19?
Right. They haven't gotten a hit. This feels like rock bottom to like yelling and screaming that, oh my God, the season's back on. Sorry. Like this is going to be a long ass depressing season.
You know, they just need to get out of here. They really do. I was thinking about this.
Like out of New York period forever, move to Nashville. No. Is that what you're talking about?
No, they just need to get out of here at the moment, and they need a little team bonding. They need to get away from the negativity. And there is a ton of it. They deserve it. They're the ones that brought it on. They're the ones that have not hit. The fact that Pete Alonso hits that ball out of City Field with that swing and where that ball was and the type of pitch it was amazing. Even Keith Hernandez in his yellow outfit was like, why does he wear yellow so much?
He likes it. I don't know.
He's like,
you hate yellow.
I don't know. I was telling Jerry, don't ever wear yellow.
There's something about you and yellow.
I don't know. He likes the camel hair and the yellow sweater vest.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about it. But anyway, he was talking about how strong Pete is, and he's right.
Yeah. I mean, and Pete Alonso is expected to do things like this throughout the season. He's their star. He's a power hitter. It was great timing.
A million chances in both of these games yesterday.
Right. Right. And it was great timing. But, I mean, it just... my point is the pendulum cannot swing that far because of, you know, a couple of runs in the ninth inning after you were that futile for the entire day. And also previously, you know, only scoring 8 runs coming into yesterday. So, I mean, it's nice that they won because it would have been even worse if you're sitting there at 0-6 as opposed to 1-5. But they're still 1-5, and it took essentially a miracle for them to win that game yesterday.
All right,
to Citi Field we go. Not many people in the building, as you can imagine, for a straight doubleheader that was not scheduled.
I could hear one guy screaming the whole first game.
Yeah, I know. When there's nobody in the stands, you could always hear that one person. I mean, it's incredible.
I heard him singing, meet the Mets, greet the Mets. step right up and beat the Mets.
He was hammered.
And bored.
Yeah. Yep.
By the lack of activity. So they go up 3-0 in the first game, and then they don't get a hit the rest of the game. They lose an 11-6-3. Then you go to the second game. No hit for 7 innings. And then finally in the eighth.
1-2 the count. Now the pitch. Swing on a little pop-up, shallow left, charging in. Canna still coming, falls in front of him, base hit. And the Mets finally have their first hit of this game.
You suck!
In 13 innings.
13 innings without a hit. And then you would get the home run from Pete Alonso in the ninth to tie it up. Couple of batters later.
3-2, here's the payoff pitch. Breaking ball, line towards third, over the glove of the third baseman McKinstry, down the left field line, around third, digging for the plate is Beatty. He will score without a throw. Put it in the books. Carlos Mendoza has his first win as a major league manager.
Yeah, the Mets at least salvaged.
Holy
the final game of the doubleheader in the series. They get their first win as they win 2-1, just because what a difference a week can make. So I'm going to bring you back to a week ago, right around this time. You guys had Ron Darling on. Great hopes. great dreams. This was with Boomer and Gio last week.
It smells and feels like a postseason team to me. This is going to be the Mets' year. And anytime they have a big year, it makes it easier in the booth, as you guys know.
So a couple things there. Number one, it's only a weekend. He might still be very right. Number two, he talks about the booth being a little bit of a better place to be. Here's how the SNY booth sounded in the top of the eighth inning yesterday in the second game.
Nobody in the ballpark. 0-5. Hitless through seven. Feels like rock bottom.
But that is say. 6 days. Six.
Yeah. But Ronnie was not in the booth yesterday.
I know he wasn't, but that's yeah. still the SNY booth.
You know, I was just thinking of something. This is Yankee opening day. They come back. They're 6-1.
Yeah.
They're flying. Fans are jacked. They can't wait to get to Yankee Stadium. Didn't we used to, like, announce the lineups or something? Didn't you used to do that?
I never did that. That was a Francesa thing.
Oh, that was. Like, it was, like, the big, like, announcement of the day's lineup.
Yeah, and we wouldn't, I mean, we might get it by the time we're off the air, but no, it's not something we ever did. If we did, we did it tongue-in-cheek, because that's what Mike used to do. He's like, all right, Yankee lineup, hey, Mons bringing the Yankee lineup. Oh, okay. Oh, wow, they dropped Torres today. See, I mean, I knew that they would. You know, so that was like a big
thing. Oh, that kind of thing, okay.
Yeah.
So we don't know the lineup.
No, we don't. We know, not yet, no.
You want to guess the lineup?
Absolutely not.
Okay. No. All right.
Why
you'd be into it? No.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
So why are you bringing it up?
Because I just thought it used to be a thing, you know?
Not for us. I mean, other shows have announced the lineup.
Right.
But it, like, here's the other thing. That comes from years and years and years ago when the lineup wasn't posted on the Yankees' official social media accounts that everybody could consume. Like WFAN, because it was in real time when other things were not. You know, Mike and Chris would get the lineup, and they could tell you faster than anybody.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But, and then that sort of continued throughout the years, even though it was irrelevant. But, no, that's not something we're going to do.
All right.
Unless you want to break it down, lady. You want to break it down?
Yeah, Sweeney used to call in and give it to him.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. That was another one, yeah.
Right, so is there anybody we could call and get it from?
No.
Why would we care?
No.
I don't know.
It'll be on their social media.
I mean, it used to be such a big thing. That's all I'm saying.
It's not.
Right. You know, I got a message from somebody I know out of Minneapolis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So a guy you know in Minneapolis, are they going to trade Justin Jefferson? What are they doing?
Yeah. Well, he's clued in, this guy.
Oh, he's clued in. I love a clued in guy.
He's clued in. And just to show you that I believe that there are, I don't know what I did to the football gods, but there are football gods out there that just hate me.
So you think there's trade rumblings that maybe they could trade and get up to get their quarterback of the future?
Here's what I got.
Uh-oh.
You ready?
Yep.
And you remember what I was saying about J.J. McCarthy?
Yes.
I don't think he's going to be any good in the NFL, and this is just a crazy rise that he has had, basically because Jim Harbaugh said what he said, and
he won a national championship.
He did, certainly.
Kid's a winner. Maybe he's got the personality and DNA of a guy that can handle a lot of stuff, although they didn't ask him to do as much stuff as other quarterbacks in college last year.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys who won national championships as quarterbacks in college football
Exactly.
And A.J. McCarron. Yeah, it reminds me of A.J. McCarron. It's a good kid, can play. Was okay as a backup of the NFL, but that's what he's going to be. So this is what it is. Vikings are taking McCarthy, according to an agent I know.
Are they taking him at number 5 right before the Giants?
It'll be at the 4 or 5 spot if Washington or New England don't pull a surprise.
Okay.
So there we go. So I'm going to have J.J. McCarthy and Sam Darnold as my quarterbacks. Great.
Awesome. When did they add Zach Wilson?
No, they're not adding Zach Wilson. And I can't wait for that to be official, so then we could shut that down and shut you up, because it's not happening. Okay. They're not adding Zach Wilson.
All right.
They're going to end up drafting a guy. Sam Darnold's going to be there.
I still feel like Zach Wilson now, if I had to guess now where he would go.
To the
Broncos?
The Brahmas, the San Antonio Brahmas.
Maybe the Broncos. Maybe Sean Payton takes a flyer.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'd rather take a Philadelphia flyer than Zach Wilson.